North Korea today launched a short-range missile across international waters. The test firing raised concerns in nearby Japan and South Korea. The launch took place only hours before foreign dignitaries, including Secretary of State Colin Powell, gathered in Seoul to witness the inauguration of President No Moo-hyun. No says he plans to take a conciliatory approach toward North Korea, convinced that engagement, not confrontation, is the best way to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The North Korean missile flew for about 40 miles before splashing harmlessly into the Sea of Japan. The incident rattled nerves throughout the region. Stock markets in Tokyo and Seoul tumbled. South Korea briefly put its military on alert, but the missile launch appears to be yet another attention-grabbing move on the part of North Korea and not the start of a military offensive. The missile launched today is much less powerful than the long-range ballistic missile that North Korea launched in 1998. North Korea dismissed the incident as routine. When asked about the missile launch, a senior North Korean official replied, "What big incident? Everybody has missiles." U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, speaking to reporters here in Seoul, also downplayed the incident, which he says came as no great surprise.
It seems to be a fairly innocuous kind of test, a short-range surface-to-surface naval missile that goes at maybe 60 or so miles. From what I've been able to determine, it's a fairly old system. Why they chose to do it today, I will let you speculate as well as anyone else can.
The speculation is that North Korea is trying to grab attention, especially today, the day that South Korea inaugurated a new president. The melodies of traditional Korean music competed with the sharp retort of a 21-gun salute as former human rights lawyer No Moo-hyun was sworn in as president. Standing on the steps of the National Assembly building, No addressed the nation and the world, vowing to build a policy of mutual trust with North Korea, but at the same time acknowledging the threat posed by the North's nuclear weapons program.
The suspicion that North Korea is developing nuclear weapons poses a grave threat to the world peace, not to mention the Korean Peninsula and Northeast Asia. The North Korea's nuclear development can never be condoned. Pyongyang must abandon nuclear development.
The question is how best to achieve that, and here is where the new South Korean leader parts ways with the U.S. President No wants to win over North Korea with generous amounts of economic aid and other incentives. The U.S., on the other hand, insists that would send the wrong signal. Secretary of State Colin Powell says economic aid will be forthcoming, but only once North Korea abandons its nuclear program.
We remain ready to help the people of North Korea out of their distress. But it has to begin with an honest dialogue that does not sweep things under the carpet or hide the reality that they have been trying to develop nuclear weapons despite their promises not to, the obligations they entered into. So the problem and the fault rests with the North Koreans. And as a result, the people of North Korea are starving.
Powell announced today that the U.S. will send 100,000 tons of food aid to North Korea, an indication, he says, that the U.S. does care about the welfare of the North Korean people. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.